Welcome to News Books. It is the 16th of October, a Monday, I'll tell you.
I'll wager you that.
I'll wager you that indeed. What's the news, Zena Pops?
There's a big shortage of clockmakers.
Jesus Christ, how come this hasn't been reported before?
Well, it's only just been reported this morning on Radio 4, very Radio 4 piece of news, really.
Is it in Switzerland or here?
In the UK, we're short of about 600 watchmakers. Because apparently there's a lot of call these days for fancy watches. So they set up a special school. You can go to it.
Well paid?
I think once you've qualified. Done your apprenticeship, then yeah.
See what? My gran's got loads of watches because I think I had some old relative had collected pocket watches.
Yeah.
Thousands of them, they're all broken. I had a really nice one that disappeared. I got a really nice black one.
Like this one I've got here?
Yeah, it was exactly like that one, actually.
Oh,
haven't seen that for a few years.
Interesting.
But yeah, I could maybe learn to be a clockmaker, watchmaker, get some money. I think I'd be bad at it, though. I think it's too fiddly for me.
I think it's too fiddly because you've got quite jumpy little hands. What I suggest is saving up, taking them to a watchmaker, getting them fixed and then flogging them.
My hands?
The watches.
Oh, right, with you. I thought you were going to suggest I'd come and share watch hands.
You could do. Certainly, you know,
I'd make a name for myself.
With the boys.
I heard a bit of news just now. We're not doing news from the papers at the moment, we're just doing random news on the radio about apparently instances of wife beating increased greatly during the World Cup, especially when England play on the match days. So the day that they played, can't remember what they said, but it was a 33% increase in spousal abuse. Just goes to show football shit.
That's obscene.
And men are arseholes.
God.
Proof were needed. Other news.
That's depressing.
A man playing football hurt his head. He swallowed his tongue.
Yeah.
And he's got emergency surgery. He's fractured skull. Do you think he did that during the game? He's wearing an outfit, so probably. But yeah, he swallowed his tongue following a collision.
Maybe David Beckham punched him in the face because he leaked the story of David Beckham shagging that
Beckham News?
No, the artist. Which is the artist that...
Sam Taylor Wood?
Yeah.
Is it David Beckham who done her?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. She's the one that filmed him sleeping.
Speculation, then.
It's speculation, but I'm right.
Jennifer Aniston's buying a house now. They reckon... I don't know, the son seems to be thinking this is far too late after 18 months after she split up with Brad, she's finally buying a new house. Tom Cruise is going to get married to Katie Holmes at George Clooney's house. I've mentioned three names there. How many of them do you think are gay?
All of them.
Katie Holmes as well.
Oh, no, but her kid is.
And Chinese.
Now, do you have any religious beliefs, Michelle?
I have no religious beliefs whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I'm like a religion-free zone.
I see. Well, that's useful. You're not going to have any problems then. Because,
oh, I expect I will.
All religion's going to be banned, even atheism.
Oh. What if I'm an atheist?
Banned. Mm. Everything's banned because we don't want to upset anybody. So just watch out for that.
Okay. Also watch out for Ant and Dec, who have got all hunky. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't an actual picture of them. And they've been using Kate Moss's personal trainer. Can you believe Kate Moss is a personal trainer? I mean, she has the figure of someone who lives on Diet Coke and drugs, not someone who actually works out.
She must have to do something.
I suppose. She does look lovely. I saw a lovely old picture of her with Johnny Depp the other day where she had a knockers out. It was a nice picture. Ant's definitely working out, getting fit in time for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Excellent.
Because, you know, they obviously work really hard on that, standing around on a bridge with a koala bear.
It's a lot of work. Jerry Halliwell has made up a stalker in order to get in the papers.
Has she?
Yeah, she wanted Well, she particularly wanted us to...
She's been sending herself flowers.
She reckons she's spotted somebody watching her.
Was it not a paparazzi?
I mean, it could have been anyone, couldn't it? Could have been someone good. There's Jerry Halliwell, former Spice Girl.
I was walking past her house, noticed her.
Yeah.
Had a look at her.
So, yeah, she's probably got a new single coming out.
Apparently it's Chelsea Davy, girlfriend of Prince Harry, had her 21st birthday party.
The most powerful woman in the country.
Yeah, most powerful woman in the world. Condoleezza Rice, you ain't nothing on Chelsea. And basically what's come out, she's a bit thick. She does a bad impression of Ricky Gervais, which everyone hates apart from Harry. He thinks it's hilarious. Sounds quite funny. He thinks she's a bit like W. Bush because she's a bit dopey and says stupid things. Like she thought that mammoths. Oh, Jesus! She thought mammoths still existed. And also, she didn't understand why mooses and deers didn't eat each other or something like that.
Well, you do get quite hairy elephants.
I don't think that's the point. She's crashed a car 4 times in the last year. Apparently Harry has a poster of gaff-prone US President's bloopers on his wall to remind him of dizzy Chelsea.
Madonna. She's taken this man's baby.
Now, the man didn't want the baby. He gave it to an orphanage, thus implying that he didn't really want the baby anymore.
I don't know if
it's not the act of a loving father.
I don't know if it was the fact they didn't. I mean, it seems to me he's saying that we'd like to have him back, we just don't have any money. So you'd think it would be, Madonna would be better off saying, oh, okay, well, just give some money to this village or to this orphanage.
I mean, yeah, no, I agree that she's, I mean, apparently here she spent £5,000 on a rocking horse. Actually, what she could have done is given £5,000 to the dad. That would probably have
set him up for life.
Set him up, well, not for life, but, you know, a couple of years, at least.
A lot of money over there.
But I still believe that her intentions were good.
How come Angelina Jolie didn't get all this shit?
I think it's Malawi in particular has very strict rules. Like Chinese babies, you can have them, especially right. If they're girls.
Oh, right, yeah.
You can have as many as you like, girls. You do get many of them to the pound. But I think Malawi are very strict on their rules. So I think Vietnam, they don't mind. Wherever Angelina got hers from.
Right.
They're not so bothered.
So Madonna should take a leaf out of her book.
She should have gone to a different country. But, you know, I think she fell for this country.
So. What's she doing in the first place?
Giving them some money. She set up an orphanage there. What a bitch.
What a slag. Really, is that what she did?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's why she went over. Mm. If you set up some sort of trust fund.
I tell you what.
Yeah, what?
Saddam Hussein is furious.
Never.
He reckons that Iraq is just about to win the war against America and he'll be back in power by about next week.
I think he's optimistic there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a bit of optimism.
That's true. It keeps him going.
He's looking good on it.
I think it'd be a toot.
Prison food.
Getting plenty. Talking of Americans, apparently some whistleblower's come out and he's saying Britain's such a soft touch on immigration that Americans can get in now. So two black Americans said, oh, we're being racially abused in our country. We're discriminated against in America. Can we come and live in Britain? And they got in here and then they laughed and went, aha, we only wanted to get free healthcare, you idiots. So it's a farce, isn't it? A farce. I'm not quite sure what the story, I haven't read all of it, but obviously there's a section at the end called Rapists.
Right, so we've had some rapists in as well.
I can't see the word. Oh, okay. Nobody knows if they were murderers, rapists or even terrorists, so...
Probably weren't. X Factor, have you been?
No, not been.
They had the first live show at the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's the first lot of...
Yes, they're down to the last 12, are they?
They were called the Unconventionals.
Right. Oh, were they those, like, posh people who went, ha 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 ha?
Yeah, like that. They looked like a Christian rock bands that you'd have at school. And Simon Cowell said they were horrendous, and Louise furious.
Was Simon Cowell right?
Yeah. He usually is.
He often is, yeah. He's not an unfair man. He's cruel, but often with good cause.
Yeah.
Well,
is the truth cruel, though?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes you've got to be cruel to be kind. I know that for sure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sometimes unnecessary.
Now, you thought we'd missed out on page 3 Idol.
Right.
I've got some details here. We can still enter, and I think we should.
Okay.
Our page 3 Idol winner will be Landon's Sun modelling deal, a photo shoot, and £5,000. Not very much money. To enter, post a photo of yourself topless or in a bikini to page 3 Idol. Or email it to this address. Give your name, age, daytime, phone number. You must be 18 or over and silicon free. So that's fine. We're both over 18 and both silicon free.
Yeah.
Every usable entry will be posted on our website. I think we should enter it. That would be well funny. As long as they're usable, they'll stick it on.
Should we do it with or without bikinis?
I think with bikinis. Oh. Or... I mean, I'd like to cover up my nipples.
Why don't we do a thing right after?
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
We could do it to each other.
Jenny Jackson, I'll hold yours. You can hold mine, although you've got stumpy little hands. Although your hands will make my teeth look bigger.
Now you see the advantage of the tiny hair.
Well, make your cock look bigger.
Exactly. Boys like them. So, yeah, we'll enter Sun Idol, and then everyone has to vote for us.
Imagine if we won.
I don't want to win.
We've won.
White leather bling belts containing 18 carat gold pyramid studs go on sale today at the Selfridges flagship London store. £20,000.
Can I have one for my birthday?
No, it sounds tacky.
Oh. Well,
I'm not going to let you.
Chish. Tom from Keene.
Aww.
You know, he's had a bit face. Of a drinky drugs problem.
Yeah.
Guess who phoned him up?
Is it Elton John?
Yeah. Elton John phoned him up and said, here, you're not so well. And Tom was like, no, is this a joke? I don't know Elton John.
Why is he interfering in my life?
Turns out he was just worried. He thinks that Keene are very good. So they struck up a friendship where Elton phones him up all the time saying, you having any drugs today? Tom goes, no. No, I'm not. Elton goes, good, because you're talented. I don't want to see you falling apart. Like a windy candle. So I don't know what to think about. I think he's a bit interfering, really.
Yeah, a little bit.
John.
Charlotte Church says she's curvy, but she still likes getting her clothes off and she's got a top bod.
Fair enough, she has.
She's young, she's only 20. Of course she's got She should enter page 3 Idol with
she'd
us.
Be good. If any of our listeners as well want to enter it, we can
Email us, I'll pass you the details.
Big batch and we can put all of our entries on the news box.
Yeah, that would be nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. EastEnders has come true. Someone stolen the Christmas Club bunny.
Really?
Yeah. Thousands of families face a bleak Christmas after a company running saving schemes for festive presents went bust. They're called Fairpack, and you paid them a monthly amount, and then at the end...
Well, they're sending hampers of stuff.
To get hampers and shit, but now they've gone bust, and they said no one's getting their money back, and they're all probably rocking in their chairs, and they're all going to have to go to prison and go mental.
Oh, it's just so they could get an engagement ring for Susan Tully.
Is he engaged to his own daughter? Weird. There's a spy planes to join war on yob gangs. Apparently you can get military spy planes that will fly over cities and film things. So they've done a picture in the Sun. There's a cartoon of a plane. It's over a city. And they've picked out a picture of some kids kicking another kid. It's a picture from the side. It's near the Liber building. But apparently that's what happened.
What happens if a plane bombs them?
I don't know. It just takes a picture of them and goes, look, there's some kids in hoodies. And then they won't be able to identify them and nothing will happen. The Killers, the number one album for a second week. Well done. It's an excellent album. First listen, one keen. Second listen, third listen, loved it. Ever since, I've loved it.
Right.
It's a grower.
More like keen on the second listen.
As what?
Not bad for a prison band.
What?
Michael Winner.
Yeah? He looks weird.
Gone very thin.
Winner's dinners? Has he got cancer? Or AIDS?
I'd pop for AIDS myself, I don't know. If it was a... You know, if you had to take a gamble. I would say he looked HIV positive.
Avid Merian has done an impression of Russell Brand. I'd just like to say, that's a very nice picture of Russell Brand. It's very pretty. Avid Merian doesn't, and he hasn't backcombed his hair enough, which is, obviously, if you're going to do a mock Russell Brand, the way to do it would be having really big hair, but his hair is distinctly smaller, which is a shame.
He's a cunt.
Which one?
Avid Merian.
I think Jason Orange is going bald, though, so he could do with some backcombing. Mm-hmm. Perhaps that's what the brand's covering up with his ridiculous hair.
Maybe you should.
Backcomb. Who are these monkeys? What's that? Is that a real monkey?
Yep.
Bloody hell.
These are all weird monkeys. They're saying, what monkeys do people most look like and which one would you fancy?
I fancy the Sharon Osbourne monkey.
Yeah, I fancy the Sharon Osbourne monkey too. Mm. I quite like the John Prescott monkey as well.
He's got a cheeky face. They're both orangutans, interestingly.
Oh.
Yeah, Keith Flint, he's an orangutan too. Keith Flint, I mean, he's topical, isn't he? Charlton Heston. This is rubbish.
I don't know where they've got these.
That one does look like Colin Farrell, though.
And that one does look like George Bush.
But all monkeys look like George Bush.
Do they?
Yeah.
Never noticed that before. Satire about Gaza crying.
I know, it's not really up to date, this, is it?
No.
But, you know, well done. They've put a lot of pictures of monkeys on that page, and that needs to be applauded. 10 monkeys on a page. Excellent. Yeah. Well done, The Mirror. This was a discussion that we almost had earlier about a baby was severely disabled and was on life support because she's brain damaged, and the doctors wanted to turn off the life support machine, but the parents went, no, you can't, because she's our baby. And it went to court, and eventually the parents won. Now they split up. They don't want her anymore. They're bored of her.
And it doesn't even do anything.
It doesn't do anything, no. So it's going to have to be fostered. So someone's going to have to foster a severely disabled child with no brain.
It's got...
Has 11 doses of drugs a day through a nasal tube and severe lung damage.
She's fucked. And deaf and blind and hardly any brain.
Yeah. Well, the situation, the parents have split up. The dad apparently tried to commit suicide, so now he's not deemed responsible enough to look after a severely disabled child. The mum, she's got quite a funny face, she's got the three other children of theirs. And she's worried that if the Spacker kid comes and lives with them, mm-hmm. the other kids will get attached to her, and then they'll be really upset when she dies because she's inevitably going to die. And that's why kind of she doesn't want her. And she's got, you know.
Why didn't they think about that before?
I don't know. She's also got an 11-month-old child to look after. They seem to be having one every year.
Mm. It sounds like they've got enough, really.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you think, you wonder if they're all thinking now, I wish she was dead. I bet they are.
Yeah, I think they probably are. Tina Turner, looking well. Her and I are back together.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They are.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really, truly?
Really, truly. They're doing a tour as well.
Are they back together in a sexual sense?
I don't know about sex, but they're...
I was going to say, anyone who's seen What's Love Got to Do with It's going to be livid.
They're...
I haven't, so I don't mind.
I've seen the film. And yeah, fairly cross about it, but you know, maybe it's time, maybe it's the right time.
A pair of twins who want to be pop stars, they've done a cover version of Come On Feel the Noise, and they went and appeared at Barnsley
football.
No, they weren't actually. They were appearing at Sheffield, at Hillsborough, in fact. Mm. And then all the Barnsley fans started booing at them, so they were shouting, fuck off, and flicking the V's at them, and then they got arrested for public disorder or something.
Swearing.
Just for flicking the V's, really. Apparently that's... It's all right for Winston Churchill.
And Thatcher.
An otter's been found in the Thames.
Oh. Oh.
He's alive and everything. He's got a little house. He's a whopping. That's nice.
So what have they done? Have they left him over here, taken him out?
Well, they've taken him out to just work out where he lives and stuff. Or why he's here. Queen's going to eat him. She's allowed to.
Somebody's turned a World War II bunker into a £500,000 house.
That's ludicrous. Property these days.
Well, that's what they're hoping to get through it. To be honest, I think they'd be, I think they've got a job on.
Mm.
But who knows? Police dogs have been muzzled in case they bite criminals. Instead, they have to headbutt the criminal. That's political correctness gone mad.
And, ooh, purple's fashionable.
Purple's fashionable, so you should probably get yourself down Dotty P's.
I've got two purple jumpers from Dotty P's. And I've got purple buttons on my coat.
Well, some of this. What about party dress or something? Get yourself something nice.
Thanks, I'll do that. When do I ever go to party? Right, that's Newsbox for today. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow. Will we?
If you like what we do, tell us. If you don't,
shut your face.
Shut your face.
But send us some pictures of your knockers and we'll send them into Sun or Pop Idol.
Yeah, you show us yours, we'll show you ours. Yeah. Or something.
Bye.